Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's global outreach against terrorism. The participants are Sushant Sareen, defense analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
A warm welcome to our listeners on Akashvani and a special welcome to our expert defense analyst, Mr. Sushant Sareen. Sir, good to have you on Akashvani on this special topic on the diplomatic outreach by India to the United Arab Emirates, Japan and Russia to convey India's perspective on state-sponsored terrorism by Pakistan in Jammu and Kashmir and a new approach to counter terrorism and the misinformation campaign by Pakistan. So it's good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Sareen, I would like to begin by asking you about the Pahalgam terror attack, which took place on April the 22nd. It took the life of 26 citizens of India. And what followed was Operation Sindoor. Could you tell me from the perspective of this, why the diplomatic outreach by India is so important across these three nations?
I think it's important not just among these three nations, which are very important countries in the world and have been traditional partners of India. But I think it is important also to convey to the rest of the world that India's cup of patience with the cross-border terrorism coming from Pakistan has now runneth over. And that, we are not going to show the kind of restraint that was shown in the past, because we simply cannot allow a country in our neighborhood to wantonly carry out egregious acts of terrorism and get away with it because they think that they can blackmail us since they operate under some kind of a nuclear umbrella. And I think it is very important to not only disabuse this terror sponsoring country on our neighborhood, but also countries around the world that this kind of nuclear blackmail cannot be permitted, will not be allowed any longer. I think it's also important because, look, traditionally what used to happen is that every time India wanted to take action, we would, start looking for support before we took action. And I think we carried out whatever we did because we decided that this is what we are going to do. And now that the operation is, in a sense, over, it's not been declared over, but in a sense, there's a kind of a pause in it. We are of the view that it is important that we apprise our partners of what we did, why we did, and what we will do in the future. So I think it is important that representatives of the people of India are going to these countries and letting them know that there is national consensus behind the actions that India has taken, and that India will not back down in the face of any kind of blackmail, or will not back down simply because some country thinks it has the support of other big powers and can get away exporting terrorism to India. That we are now going to raise the cost of terrorism and going to raise it to a point where the other country finds it unbearable.
Mr. Sareen, how does India manage an irresponsible nation like Pakistan that state sponsors terrorism?
There is a kind of clarity that India is showing when the Prime Minister says that we are no longer going to distinguish between the terrorists and their sponsors. We are very clearly telling the rest of the world and telling Pakistan that we do not buy this fiction of non-state actors and state actors anymore. That we think all these non-state actors are indeed state actors, albeit, operating under different labels. And this also conveys a message to the Pakistanis that we are not going to look at the civilians as different from the military, as different from the terrorists. They are all one and the same. In fact, this is what we should have done right from the outset, because by making these distinctions, we give them alibis. And I think it is important to end this business of giving alibis or giving some kind of face savers, some kind of exit routes to the Pakistanis. If terrorism is coming into India from Pakistan, then it is the state of Pakistan, which includes the military, which includes the civilians, which includes their bureaucracy, which includes everybody in Pakistan. They are responsible for what is happening. And a price will be extracted for terrorism that comes into India. I think this is a message which has gone loud and clear. And clearly, this is something they will need to now figure out, that this policy of sponsoring cross-border terrorism in India is no longer going to wash down with India.
Well, Mrs. Sareen, we also have a message from the Home Minister of India, Shri Amit Shah. And let's hear what he has to say.
Terror ke addo par hamla kiya, jawab Pakistan ki sena ne diya. Jo unke atankwadi aaka mare gaye, puri duniya ne dekha, Pak sena ke ala afsar inke coffin ko kandha bhi de rahe the aur wahan namaz padhne ke liye upasthit. Ek prakar se ab tak Pakistan jo deny kar raha tha, वो आज दुनिया के सामने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के बाद पूर्णतया एक्सपोज हो चुका है कि भारत में टेररिज्म पाक स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म है. इसमें अब दुनिया में किसी को शंका नहीं रही है.
मिसेस सरीन, वी हर्ड श्री अमित शाह talking about an appropriate response to cross border terrorism along the lines of what you were saying earlier. Terror hideouts have been destroyed to the tune of 9 in number with the attack by India before India showed a restraint. How do you see this pause playing out right now?
What the Home Minister said was basically a statement of fact. There was no rhetoric in it and there was no grandstanding in it. We saw that when India took the initial action against these 9 terror bases, which we struck, including of organizations which are internationally proscribed organizations like the Jaish-e-Mohammed, the Lashkar-e-Taiba, all of them working very much under the eye of the Pakistani state. India's action was very, very carefully calibrated, that we are hitting these terrorist bases. We are not attacking any other civilian or military target. It is only the terror bases that we are going to be hitting. And I think it is important that the moment the Pakistanis came to the assistance of the terrorists, it was, in a sense, it exposed the Pakistani state and it put a lie to this whole non-state and state actor distinction that has often been drawn. And when the Home Minister says that we saw senior military leaders carry the coffins of terrorists, participate in their funeral prayers, it showed the kind of nexus that exists between the terrorists and the Pakistan army. So I think this is a message we have sent to the rest of the world, that this is the kind of adversary we are dealing with. And the moment we started going up the escalation ladder to Pakistani retaliation, we made it very clear that henceforth the Pakistan military and its installations are going to be very much on the target of the Indian Armed Forces if there is any further terror attacks in India.
So as we indicated earlier in the program, the first delegation was to Japan and Southeast Asia countries, which is headed by the Janata Dal United, Shri Sanjay Kumar Jha. And the second delegation is to the United Arab Emirates and the African nations by Shiv Sena, Shri Shrikant Shinde. We also have a Prasar Bharati special correspondent in Dubai, Shri Vinod Kumar, will give us the latest of what's happening there with our delegation in the United Arab Emirates.
The high-level Indian all-party parliamentary delegation led by MB Dr. Shrikant Shinde arrived in the UAE on Thursday, marking the first stop of a four-nation diplomatic mission under Operation Sindoor. The delegation's visit emphasized New Delhi's zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism and sought to rally international support against cross-border extremism, particularly emanating from Pakistan. In a series of high-level engagements, the delegation met with UAE Minister of Tolerance and Coexistence, Sheikh Nahyan Mubarak Al Nahyan, who reiterated UAE's unequivocal support to India, stating India and UAE will tackle terrorism together and that the United Arab Emirates will always stand by India. Dr. Shinde underscored that the voice of 1.4 billion Indians was being carried globally with a clear message. There can be no compromise on terrorism. The delegation presented factual evidence countering Pakistan's propaganda in meetings with the UAE's National Media Office and warned against ongoing disinformation campaigns aimed at destabilizing India. In an interview with the newspaper The National, Dr. Shinde described Operation Sindoor as a calibrated and non-escalatory response to a barbaric attack on civilians and a shift in India's global counter-terrorism narrative. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Mr. Sareen, could you expand on the United Arab Emirates delegation which is being led and the discussions with Dr. Ali Rashid Al Nuami, who is the chairman of the Defense Interior and the Foreign Affairs Committee, when he says that our relations with India go beyond trade and commerce? How important are these linkages of India encountering Pakistan, especially where Pakistan is debt-ridden and always seeking funding for its nefarious cross-border terror attacks?
If you look at what is happening in the Middle East, especially countries in the Arab world, who have traditionally been very close allies of Pakistan, but I think over the last 10-15 years, we have seen that their relationship transformed into much more holistic and comprehensive kind of a relationship between India and at least Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Apart from a couple of other countries like Oman and others, there is a very close security cooperation between us and them. They see us as net security providers. They see us as vital strategic partners, and not only from the point of view of economics, but also from the point of view of geopolitics in the world. And clearly, we have seen that even the anti-terror cooperation between us and Saudi Arabia and the UAE in particular has greatly expanded. We've seen a lot of terrorists being extradited or being handed over to us by these countries, which never used to happen in the past. So the relationship has moved miles ahead. And quite clearly, it is important for India to take these countries into confidence, apprise them of where we are coming from, have this kind of a diplomatic outreach by representatives of the Indian people, cutting across the political divide in India, all the members of parliament getting together and going and representing India. I think it sends a very, very positive message to these countries on this particular issue. Secondly, I think we have to recognize that in many of these countries, there is a sense of frustration with Pakistan. These are countries that have sunk billions of dollars into Pakistan trying to help that country revive. Every few months, you will see the Pakistani Prime Minister take a flight and land up either in Saudi Arabia or in the UAE, seeking for more funds, begging for more funds. They always have this begging bowl out. And I think even the Arab countries have now, you know, reached the end of their patience with Pakistan. They have tried to counsel Pakistan to improve its behavior, to get its act together. But the Pakistanis seem to be so addicted to the kind of stuff they have been indulging in over the last so many decades. They are incapable of pulling up their bootstraps and getting their act together. And I don't see many of these Arab states wanting to sink in any more money in Pakistan. They probably still maintain a kind of a relationship, but, you know, beyond a point, they're not ready to go out and bail out Pakistan. Thirdly, and I think this is again something quite significant that we have been seeing, there is this organization called the OIC of 57 Islamic countries. Normally, we've seen that Pakistan had pretty much the run of the place in this forum. But in recent years, we have seen the OIC countries, member states, wanting to associate with India, wanting to have some kind of ties with India.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Sareen, for giving us such a detailed, in-depth understanding of what the diplomatic outreach by India actually means for the benefit of our listeners on Akash Vani, because India's also extended that diplomatic outreach to Russia, where Ms. Kani Mohi of the DMK is representing India in talks with Russia as well. And all of this is in response to the Pahalgam attacks, which killed 26 people, disrupting tourism in Kashmir, which had footfalls of 2.35 crores in 2023-24, and India's response in the form of Operation Sindoor, and trying to negate all the misinformation campaign by Pakistan. Thank you so much, Mr. Sushant Sareen, defense analyst, for being with us on Akash Vani.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's global outreach against terrorism. The participants were Sushant Sareen, defense analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.